His career in California water has spanned more than 40 years. I feel very fortunate to visit with Tim Quinn. Tim's resume includes 22 years at Metropolitan Water District of Southern California, which serves 19 million customers and is California's largest water district. He also served 11 years at the helm of the Association of California Water Agencies. So, Tim, let's get right into water storage in California. What is your assessment as to how adequate our storage capacity currently is in the state?
There's no doubt in my mind we need more storage capacity, both above ground and below ground, which is where we've been heading through much of my career. Sites reservoirs, in my opinion, is sort of the poster child of modern storage in California, modern surface storage anyway. In years gone by, we used to build reservoirs, dams on live rivers with great ecological damage. We're not doing that anymore, and Sites is a wonderful example of an off-site storage facility that has virtually no footprint impacts, very, very little compared to what storage used to do, and it's being woven into a comprehensive package in the Sacramento Valley to do multiple purposes, to serve the environment, while it serves rice farmers, while it serves cities. It's a classic example of modern water management in 21st century California.
In your time at Metropolitan Water District, how did the water storage situation for your district change, and what are your thoughts about that?
Water storage was one of the most important changes that happened in Southern California in the last quarter of the last century. When I went to work at the Metropolitan Water District in 1985, Metropolitan had 200,000 acre-feet of storage capacity, next to 4 million acre-feet of demand a year, so next to none. But the leaders of Metropolitan realized, by the way, they had so little storage because they were counting on the state to do the storing water for them under the state water contract. By the time you got to the late 1980s, it was clear the state wasn't going to do that. So I was part of the team that really focused on expanding Metropolitan Water District storage. And today, with Diamond Valley Lake, with all the groundwater storage partnerships that I helped negotiate, the Metropolitan Water District has more than 4 million acre-feet of storage capacity available to it. And that is what saved that economy during the last two big droughts.
There are three distinct water users in our state: the environment, cities, and farms. And the environment is a big deal in our state. And how would Sites help in that regard? And how important is nurturing our environment in terms of water use?
Nurturing the environment is absolutely essential in modern California. You didn't have to pay attention to it through most of the 20th century, but it is a driving political factor today. And I couldn't be more pleased by that. That is not a bad thing. It's a good thing. You have to design and manage a project like Sites for the environment as much as you do for water supply for the Sacramento region and other parts of California. I was one of the main negotiators that negotiated what became Proposition 1 and defined a new approach to storage in the state of California, where we were understanding that storage was going to be multi-benefit, it was going to work for the environment and for water supply agencies, and we got the public to agree to pay for the portions that were not for water supply. So we are building expressly multiple purpose projects up in a place like Sites Reservoir, and I think all Californians should celebrate that.
So what is your guess as to whether Sites will be completed someday?
If you want something done in modern California, you have to develop a coalition of support. Used to be the big water agencies could decide what they wanted and could roll over everybody else and get their projects built. That doesn't happen in California anymore or anywhere else. So the people who are managing Sites understand that, and they are building coalitions of support. They always talk about multiple benefits. They talk about multiple partners. They're reaching out across old silo lines to deal with environmentalists and others. That's how you get complex, controversial things built. I don't think you can say Sites will never be controversial. There will be those that will oppose it. But I'm pretty optimistic that you can build Sites Reservoir.